This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Once a land that knew no fear, a people proud and free. The dark infringed upon their lands, a bright light in dark seas. A warrior ruled his people, he kept them safe from dread. And by strength and honor now, a crown upon his head. But now such changes, time has passed. He sets up our green land. And now the power passed on to us lies in the traitor's hands. Instead of pride, they teach our men the ways of cowardice. And if the spark of pride escapes, they cast it to the pits. The pride that's locked up in our hearts, though chained, it has not died. One day, though we know not when, to freedom we shall ride.
Greetings, everybody. Cindy Wiggle, Public Broadcasting Network. Last day of February, 2/28/2021. We are live. And what, everybody, get your fill of CPAC, huh? All the old farts and the little wimps at CPAC that were inside. I watched Trump's speech, and I'll play a little bit of it that I thought was interesting. I've got quite a few video clips, well, audio for you guys. Got some notes and got some web. I will take calls probably in the second hour. So, you know, look, I was looking at the crowds and everything out here in Orlando and people driving by with their big trucks and their Trump flags. And, you know, look, these people, their heart is in the right place. There's a lot of Americans that are still loyal to the country and so forth and so on. Trump ripped into the Supreme Court in his speech, as I'm sure many of you heard, talked about quite a few things. Trashes Romney and Liz Cheney and all these people, which they deserve. You know, they're all New World Order, right? The right wing of the New World Order beast. Okay, we know the left wing. Right now, the beast is very left wing heavy. Okay, but don't get it wrong. Look at this Chamber of Commerce creeps. They've been, you know, Trump trashed NAFTA. Okay. Well, guess what? The lion's share of the people involved with NAFTA were all your so-called right-wingers. And, of course, the third-way Democrats like Clinton went along, you know. But, you know, the labor unions were so pissed off. I still remember this. I was in my 20s when this all happened. But don't, you know, these free trade Republicans who Ron Paul was constantly, you know, pointing out, your Chamber of Commerce goons that love getting all the illegals coming in to work nice and cheap for the corporations. We can't, forget about that. So, Trump had a lot of, let's see. Oh, I'm still on the air. I heard some weird stuff. Trump had a lot of enemies in his own camp, and, you know, if you go to the Corbett Report extras, Keith from the preceding broadcast sent me that the other day when it dropped, and I pay attention to Corbett, and I've got a little bit of that to play where they dig into the Q stuff. And, you know, State of the Nation really put out a pretty hardcore article on the Q stuff that dropped on the 25th. The greatest hope porn psyop in world history, Operation Hopium, how the CIA treasonously undermined the Patriot movement by turning many Trump supporters into hopeless hopium addicts. Okay. And and they list who these folks are. And I mention these folks from time to time. I've covered Q stuff, like, kind of from a skeptical distance on some of it. And, I wanted to see this thing play out. I wanted, you know, when I had Dr. Fetzer on a few weeks ago, right before the inauguration and all those things. And, you know, I wanted elements in our country to move, I guess you could say, on this massive criminal shadow government, this plutocratic oligarchy, plutocracy government by the few, by the rich, oligarchy government by the few. So by the rich few. That's our plutocratic oligarchy that we have operating here under the guise of a constitutional republic, which they constantly call democracy. Trump used that term tonight. After watching Trump's speech, it was a real mixed bag. And he's sitting here bragging about this vaccine, which I'm going to play some of that in a little bit. But where this goes, there's not very many ways it's going to go. One of the kind of, let's just say, things that give you some solace, S-O-L-A-C-E, is people trying to get your normal Americana types to quit laying down to the moves on the world grand chessboard. You know, you've got these people like Merkel saying everybody's on board with vaccine passports. You've got resistance in Britain already building, you know, the head of Pfizer already talking about you're going to need to get your yearly COVID update shot. Okay. The stuff going on in Israel is very interesting. Whether, you know, I'm watching this guy on BitChute. He's blowing the whistle on what's going on in Israel, and he's sitting there smiling the whole time, almost like it's a joke. And I don't know. I still have this leery feeling about all of this lab rat, guinea pig, the Israelis type thing, whereas I just have a feeling this could be a production, just as the Chinese dropping dead on the streets production at the beginning of the COVID hysteria. So I don't know. I was thinking about the narrative of the hopium merchants here, that, you know, things still think something's going to go down in the next number of days or weeks as far as stripping Biden Harris of the presidency. You know, you've got Sidney Powell out here still talking, oh, there's enough stuff out here in the public sphere to overturn five states and all of this. And I'm watching all this, and I'm looking at it on the world chessboard here. And so let's go with the overturn narrative, okay? That the thing's going to be overturned, and something's going to happen where Trump is reinstalled, or let's say duly inaugurated for the presidency, that, you know, that he won and do all this fraud and election fraud, voter fraud and machine rigging and everything else, that Trump comes in. So we just had Biden Harris administration, whoever's running it, who knows. But Harris is sitting here. You see these reports in the press that she's all pissed that the airstrike went on in Syria and she wasn't notified or consulted. Now, see, this is all planted stories. We don't know what the hell's going on. Trump, when he comes out tonight saying it's all fake news, the narrative that he was going to start a third political party, he said that was all fake news. And he's like, we've got the Republican Party and blah, rah, rah, rah for the GOP. Okay. And all the same GOP little punks that fell for the false flag and went along with it on January 6th. Yeah, we're really got it going on here, Trump. You didn't even mention January 6th. You didn't even, you see how this goes? All the work that's been done to expose the synthetic and artificial nature of the January 6th operation. Of course, none of that can be mentioned by the glorious head of the GOP now, Mr. Trump. He can sit there and brag about his warp speed vaccine and so forth and so on, but he can't mention the fact about Mr. Sullivan, Jaden X, and all these characters running around in the Capitol. Nope. So I, you know, this all makes me highly uncomfortable. Okay, so let's talk about and the sycophants at the CPAC. Just you're sitting here getting pumped with cognitive dissonance. You're watching, all of us are watching all of our health and medical kind of sectors here on our all these platforms, all these doctors and whistleblowers, nurses, and all the rest of this talking about the fake PCR test and the Pfizer, Moderna horror stories allegedly happening. Now we've got the Johnson & Johnson single dose coming online. Who knows what this is going to be? I haven't really dug into it yet. whether this is mRNA or not. And when the callers start pumping later on, we can kind of discuss that if anybody's got any insight. I haven't had time to really look at the Johnson & Johnson. I've had my eyes on other things. And so I just have a, I've got this weird, remember Trump and Vince McMahon and all this crap. And, Corbett Report Extras, President Trump, P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-T, President Trump. And he goes through all the Trump lies and flip-flops and goofy stuff that he did while he was running. And then as he took office and, and I get that. Trump was a real mixed bag, just like the speech was a real mixed bag. I mean, when Trump went into the energy stuff, and he really ripped on the tranny sports stuff. I mean, that was good stuff. The Paris Accords energy independence stuff, goods, the election fraud. Here's one thing that gets me here. Well, Trump, they keep playing this village people crap. Okay. So Trump's sitting here, he finishes his speech and all these people, rah, rah, rah. And he says, God bless America and God bless y'all and God bless the United States of America. And then they put on the damn YMCA by the frickin' village people, which is about guys sleeping overnight at the YMCA, sodomizing each other. And you want a God to bless, blah, blah, blah. And you're going to sit there and play that crap. I just watched a good documentary I saw put out by a bunch of the independent fundamental Baptist guys, that are around Steven Anderson. And a lot of people hate Pastor Steven Anderson, but there's some other guys. They're all in this kind of a group, and it's called the Sodomite Deception. So you guys you can find that floating around out there on BitChute and things. I mean, you got to laugh at some of the, I might play some of that one of these days. Funny stuff though, these preachers. But they're like some of the last hardcore preachers out here, in the United States and in the world. So you gotta, I mean, whether you like them or not. And I know, Pastor Anderson, he did him a little, DNA swab during the marching to Zion video, where it comes out that he's so much of a percentage of Ashkenazi and whatever, and everybody throws him under the bus for that, and I get it. But there's Hispanic guys, Roger Jimenez and another pastor, Mejia, and these other guys. I mean, they're pretty hilarious watching when they go after this issue, biblical issue, and it's worth a watch just to get us, some chuckles and so forth. But it really lets you know how far our country has gone towards just, I mean, you heard Rand Paul ripping this thing, Rachel Levine from Pennsylvania, Ricky Levine. I don't know what it is with these totally unpassable trannies, but it's just like, really, dude? I mean, I get that you want to put a wig on and play house like you're – I mean, but, dude, you have no ability to even pass Stevie Wonder. No, you're a dude. And I know his sight. And I know his sight is questionable. Some people believe Stevie Wonder can see a little bit. I don't know, but I'm like, Stevie Wonder spots you, man. I mean, I don't see some of these guys that do this. It's like, it's crazy. But anyway, back to overturning this and then reinstalling or reinaugurating Trump or whatever. And I'm looking at the world chessboard here with the stuff going on with Syria and Iran and China. Now think about this, and Venezuela. Don't forget Venezuela. So you got Trump. Let's say he gets reinstalled. Okay. Everybody's talking about March 4th, all the FBI and the DHS. Oh, there's something going to go down on March 4th. And you got all these troops still up there. Really goofy stuff. So Trump gets reinstalled for war. I know pilots will take the orders from Biden to go bomb something, maybe, because they're all officers and they're all worried about their careers and that. But to get your forces, your ground forces, your 19 and 20-year-old kids, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, go jump on whatever and go fight somebody on the ground. Do you really think they're going to follow Biden and Harris when so many of them supported Trump and they know that this thing was a fraud? I mean, think about these purges they're trying to put forth now. Oh, we're doing a 60-day stand down, this black General Austin and this honoré character, trying to purge any kind of right-wing thought out of the military and so forth. And allegedly it's causing a worse pushback. It's causing an opposite or 180 degree kind of feeling in the ranks. But it's almost like this is what they want. I mean, I've been saying this for this whole time where it's like the Democratic Party's become this unpalatable, just like freak show on purpose in order to cause everybody to run into this Zio Republicude kind of manifestation over here, corporate Zio Republicude manifestation over here on the right. Whereas if the Democratic Party would put up like normal people, I mean, like their veteran was Buttigieg, Pete Buttigieg. I mean, this is your guy, your vet that you're going to run as a, you don't got a general with a clean record or some sort of a patriot, like, you know, union, non-communist union type of guy, you know, that worked his way up or whatever. You got to put forth the trannies and the dementias and the camel toe, the black goddess Kali from Californication, Kamala Harris, the Hindu Kali, the black goddess of death from California. This is what you're putting forth, the Elizabeth Warren, the crazy cat lady librarian types, the Jerry Nadlers talking about God doesn't have any place in the House of Representatives and all this, who sits there and takes a live dump. He takes a dump in his pants and he waddles off like the Penguin. I mean, this and Shlomo Schumer. I mean, this is your modern Democratic Party. And Ken says actors. I don't know. And I know that we're, you know, like Camille Paglia says, it's like when your country's nearing collapse, then all kinds of strange transgender and weird. I mean, your most misfits out of the misfits rise to places of prominence. You know, this idiocracy concept. And it's complete idiocracy what we're seeing in the large swath of, you know, and I think Liz Cheney might be a dude. I think that might be a person born as a boy. And it claims to be a lesbian now, but I'm listening to this thing talk. And I know that, you know, that lesbians doing their thing down below, it probably, I guess, kind of hoarsens their voice or whatever and gives them kind of a more husky voice. But I think Liz Cheney might be a dude, a tranny of some sort. I just kind of got that feeling the other day watching this idiot talking. And you know, the people of Wyoming, and I know election fraud is massive. And her daddy, Dick, ran 9/11 domestic level. Probably on his seventh heart by now. He's getting some of these hearts from China and these little kids in the probably Afghanistan or wherever they're doing all the organ harvesting, you know, Syria, the Turks were doing massive organ harvesting to those poor Syrian kids. But, you know, Liz Cheney, the people of Wyoming, I mean, to even – it just shows how asleep Republicans are, where they would put one of the chief 9/11 PNAC conspirators' daughter in a major political role in the House of Representatives and to keep voting this person in. And so the Republican Party is just as asleep at the wheel as the Democratic Party. Nobody's willing to call out these people that run their mouths and do all these things. And I mean, I'm stumbling across these people. It's just crazy. But let me get back to where I was talking about. So you reinstall Trump for war. So Iran gets it for Israel. Of course, Israel's got to get the Iranians. Now, they're happy with Biden bombing Syria. Of course they are. And supposedly the Israelis right now are balls deep involved with bombing Syria now. Okay, Jim Stone's reporting that. And if I can get to that, I will. Okay, think about Venezuela. Okay, if Trump comes back in, we go to war. Venezuela, watch for that regime to be toppled. And Trump, Mr. Take the Oil Trump, he just said it tonight about Iraq. And I wrote that one down. He's like, I told him to take the oil. Remember he said that about Syria? He said that about Iraq. And you know he wants to do it with Venezuela. So Venezuela's on the chopping block here. They're tied in with the Dominion Smartmatic stuff, by the way. See? And the Monroe Doctrine, of course, that ties in with Venezuela as well. Everything in our hemisphere, that's our playground. Now, contain China. You got Joe Biden in, and everybody knows about Hunter and all the good stuff with shady dealings with the Chinese. And then let's say some Likudniks want China contained. Maybe the Rothschilds aren't too happy with Xi. Who knows? But China needs to get contained, so Trump comes back in with all the tariffs and everything else. Is this all scripted? I don't know. I personally don't see this happening. Now, would I be pleasantly surprised? I guess. But what happens if Trump comes back in and plays hardball with the vaccine? All Americans need to get it. You know, everybody's right now with Biden and them, they're like, shove it. But think of all the right wingers that'll get corralled under Emperor Trump, God Emperor Trump, when he says, you got to take the vaccine. You got to take the vaccine. And he says that tonight. And I'll play that when we come back from the break. So I don't know. You know, the nuclear football, Pelosi and the Politburo. The new Politburo, which is called your interlocking Senate, House, SES, cabal running the government and the shadow government, to where they want the nuclear football and they don't want Joe to have it. They probably don't want Kali to have it either. But you know, it's the insanity right now is. At an apex, and I know people are frustrated, and they know that the election was bogus, but we have to look at a couple steps past this and see, okay, if we see this happen, we have to be aware of this. If we don't see this happen, we need to be aware of this. And so if Biden-Harris stays in this de facto presidency of this de facto government, then we are going to see the further attempts at the bankster Bolshevik clampdown on the firearms, on free speech, on being white, being, you know, patriotic veteran types. Not white nationalists, actually under the white kind of Trumpian Christians on the pecking order right now. They get, but those are on the next ones too. Anybody that, you know, it's not a shame to be a white person, because guess what? They didn't have a choice where they were born, what group of people they're born in, just like black people, everybody else. All right, we'll see you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through healthyworldstore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Thank you. they can't break your spirit, they can't bend your will, you can't bend your faith. You know, with all this dark crap coming our way, there has to be that little place in your soul, that place in your mind that can never be broken. You have to maintain it. And, you know, I have a hard time just like you do. Sometimes this stuff gets me to the point where I'm like, you temporarily lose focus and you temporarily lose your strategy. And you temporarily, lose that vision where you can't do it. You have to maintain it and realize this is complete and utter panopticon level psychological, spiritual warfare on all of us. All right. No matter where you come from, no matter what family of nations that you come from, your family tree, this is total war. I get these people, these knuckleheads that I work with and so forth. And they, why would they do that? Why would they want to kill? I was talking to one of my close homies, man, this weekend. He lives in New York. And he's like, man, why would they want to do that? That's going to mess all their money up. I was like, dude, money to these people means nothing. They've already got it all. Power to these people is a means to an end. I told them it's like world depopulation is the vision that these people have, and total enslavement for those they decide to keep alive. Technocratic domination over everything and everyone on this planet. But the thing is, you have to realize they don't care about losing money. They've already got it. The money is fake, and they control it. And this is what I try to get through to people. I was like, they want people dead. It's that simple. They want millions and millions of people to go away. And then they probably want to feed these people to us in a Soylent Green level mechanism that they already have designed and ready to go. Okay. The celebrity meat stuff that we're seeing. I mean, how much weirder can it get? You got the Rachel Levine broad or dude up there in his wig with Rand Paul. And now celebrities. Okay. Celebrities. They're getting samples of their muscle tissue taken so they can create artificial meat so we can all eat a little bit of Kim Kardashian's booty, okay, on a Kim booty burger, okay? Is that what you want? This is where these people are pushing the idiocracy. And we have to see it for what it is. It's just so nutty. But anyway, we got to get to some clips, okay? So, Ken, let's start with number 9. Go ahead and get Anthony Patch ready from 2014. I sent this out to a lot of people that I communicate with. So 2014, Anthony Patch, this is on Taps Newswire, by the way, where he's already talking about third strand DNA and all this stuff. He's talking about MERS. But let's just listen to it and realize how far along and how long ago people were already talking about this. Go ahead and roll 9. All right. Hold on. Ken's having some issues down there with clip 9. It's Anthony Patch. All right. I don't know what platform that's embedded into that that article. It's about, a little ways down. All right. There we go.
Well, we've all heard of the bird flu, and we've heard of tuberculosis, and we've heard of flesh-eating diseases, and there's a number of things that have been going around in the media the last few years, including AIDS, which is still there, and now we have strange as it sounds, we have a rise to almost an epidemic level now of rabies, which we typically associate with animals, but when it crosses to the human barrier, to the barrier between animal and human crosses that barrier into the human, there is no treatment. There is no cure for rabies. Now, you may not have heard this. This is not necessarily new, but it's coming to the forefront. In the
you know what this makes me think of?
What's that?
The zombie apocalypse.
Absolutely. And that is the context in which the mainstream media right now is placing it, is in the zombie apocalypse.
Don't forget about the
because that's exactly how people present themselves, if you will. I'm speaking medically, but that's how they appear and how they behave. It's like a zombie because of the effects of rabies on the nervous system. There were last year and even earlier this year, there were actually drills conducted by our government on the zombie apocalypse and how would first responders, police officers, firefighters, paramedics, how would they deal with these people? So it sounds far-fetched to the average person who hasn't heard this before, but this is nothing new. But let's go beyond the rabies. Let's talk about people getting a flu shot or getting a avian flu inoculation. There is another very insidious disease, if you will, which is really a man-made disease. It's a biological construct called MERS coronavirus out of the Middle East. It's the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. It's made its way into Europe to a certain extent, and eventually because of air travel, it will reach around the world. It's another example of where inoculations or vaccines are being derived or they're trying to derive for. That, again, I always like to go all the way to the end. What's the purpose? What's the goal? If you have a man-made or engineered virus, why was it created? Is it simply just to kill people? Well, that's one part of it, but if you go further and you go deeper than that, it is to get people to demand a vaccine, a shot, if you will, or a pill. Why would, if you're in a position of control, of power, of ultimate power, why would you want people to demand a vaccine? Well, it's because something's in the vaccine that you want people to then have as a part of their body. Well, what is in the vaccine that you want everybody to have inside their body? It is a DNA manipulator or modifier. I mentioned earlier third strand DNA. There is already, and you can find this on the internet, in existence, a third strand of DNA constructed of silicon. Again, we go back to the silicon chip in computers. The third strand is made of silicon and is also coated in gold. If you talk about nanotechnology and nano layers, this is extremely thin coating of gold down to a billionth of a millimeter of gold that is coating the silicon from which you are building a third strand of DNA. The purpose of the gold is to increase the surface area around this strand so that more information can be digitally imparted or programmed. You're essentially, what you're doing is you're creating a third strand of DNA. You are transferring that or imparting it into a person's body through a vaccine that person's demanding because they're afraid of contracting MERS coronavirus or avian flu or whatever it may be. And so the government, if you will, or the powers that be sit back and they kind of chuckle and they say, well, we couldn't have forced people to take this vaccine or to take this hidden third strand of DNA. They would rebel against it. But if we create the problem and present the solution, people will demand the solution, thus we achieve our ultimate goal of having this DNA in every person changed. Well, let's go deeper. What's the goal? What's the purpose? Yeah, you go around and change everybody's DNA. What do they become? They become a hybrid. The insidious part of this is that once a person is injected, almost immediately their DNA undergoes transformation. Almost immediately they lose all awareness of the fact that they've lost their independence, their ability to think on their own, to make decisions on their own, and to affect them on a moral level. Their moral independence, their beliefs, religious, moral, ethical, legal, all of those go away.
Remember the Pentagon's anti-religion.
If you remove the independent thought and that awareness that you've lost your independence is gone, what then do the powers that be do with these new forms of humans, hybrids? They can control them. They can turn them into a surf class. Not S-U-R-F, not surfers, but S-E-R-F, a class of slaves.
All right, you can stop it there, Ken.
So that's Patch, Anthony Patch. You've done a lot of work on CERN and all that stuff, you know, for years with Face Like the Sun and all these other guys, but from 7 years ago. And here's some of the comments. Well, I had the vaccine down as a major culling device. The author of this says that it's a controlling device. Maybe it's both. Control you till they decide to whack you. You ever think of that? It could be both. Or the Mikovits, etc. view of it as a psyop to sort the sheep from the rebels. The sheep will be robotized and we will be euthanized. We'll see. I personally feel that the doctors who are against it are genuine, but there is so much at stake that it pays to explore all avenues. They don't want to turn the public loose on the unvaccinated yet, as keeping everything silently and steadily plodding along is better than risking upsetting the vaccine cart. But once bulk vaccination is complete and people start dying as they catch cold, then we will be blamed, and blamed bigly, big style. All kinds of things ahead. Without TV and the like, the elite can do nothing worth bearing in mind. So, like they were saying, these people come across some sort of another coronavirus type of pathogen, and then their body attacks their own body's cells, and then they all start dropping dead maybe next cold season. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. Remember the Deagle.com projections, 2025. There's supposed to be a couple hundred million people gone by then. That's just one website's projection. I'm not saying this or that, but it's kind of interesting just to keep that, avenue in the back of your mind. Let's get clip two ready, Ken. This is from July 16th, 2010. Somebody dug out an old Alex Jones kind of Operation Lockstep warning. This is only a couple minutes long. Go ahead and roll clip two.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite, millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and force vaccines and the hell we're already living in that's just going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this hard and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards, and I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the controlled corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open of unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep to display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side.
InfoWars. Right. You can stop it there. Now, I need to go into the next half hour after the top of the break to run through some of this stuff. We'll take calls in the last half hour, and everybody's got to be quick. But let's kind of change gears. Then I'm going to go back to a couple other things on the vaccine stuff. But this was Matt Bracken the other day. I was listening to him, and he's talking about digital gulag, basically, kind of think about if the vision of the modern nuts running the asylum right now, especially on the Democratic Party side, the Sheila Jackson Lees, the Shlomo Schlumers, and the rest of them, the Lugosi, Nancy Lugosi, and the rest of these creeps, gets put into gets some teeth and really starts moving on us. This is what we're going to witness. Ken, if you can get clip three ready to go. But this is Matt Bracken, enemies foreign and domestic, former Navy SEAL, pretty interesting thinker as far as, let's say, how things will flesh out on the ground, especially. Pretty good warfare thinker. Go ahead and roll clip three.
And the weird liberals are so weird they'll be like want to eat Brad Pitt T-bone.
Hold on, that's not the right time, Ken. It's supposed to be Matt Bracken. You got it. Well, anyway, just let me know when you get it. I don't know, 157 minutes in. The total minutes. I had it written in the notes. But anyway, so while we're waiting on that, you know, I looked up this guy. I heard somebody talking about, you know, Leon Panetta. Remember Jesuit Leon Panetta, okay? Head of the CIA, head of the Defense Department, around in the Clinton-Obama regimes, right? I heard one of these radio hosts mentioning a Jimmy Panetta. So his name is James Varney Panetta. American politician from the state of California. And this is the nepotistic world we live in, okay? So he's in the California Central Coast, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz, Carmel by the Sea. First elected in 2016 after working as deputy district attorney from Monterey County, he is the son of former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, Jesuit Leon Panetta, also head of the CIA, by the way. Then I looked into his early life, Carmel High School, Monterey Peninsula College, University of California, Davis. Okay, well, don't worry about it. We're coming up on the top of the hour anyway. But anyway, so he interned at the United States Department of State. His Juris Doctorate degree from, wait for it, Santa Clara University School of Law, at Jesuit University in Santa Clara, California, United States, in the Silicon Valley region. The School of Law was founded in 1911. Jesuit affiliation of the university is manifested in concern with ethics, social justice, and blah, blah, blah. Isn't that nice? That's another nepotistic son of Leon Panetta. He's on the rise out there in California. I heard him being talked about doing some goofy stuff in one of these broadcasts I was listening to. Jim Stone, Israel is striking Syria. There you have it. One big reason why vote fraud was never allowed into court. Gosh, I never knew war is what vote fraud looks like. How many other elections were stolen? Certainly at least Ron Paul's. So basically they're saying Trump was holding up the gravy train of bombs to try to knock out Bashar al-Assad, Dr. Bashar al-Assad, president of Syria. And so, of course, Biden, he doesn't even know where he's living. Whoever's his secret controller, probably Camel Toe's hubby, the dual Israeli citizen, Doug Emhoff, who I've covered ad nauseum on this broadcast. Him and Bibi are working out the war plans. If Biden is out by March 20th, he'll nail the schedule I originally stated back in October. He ought to be out. He's already out of it. After 4 years of relative quiet, the missiles are again flying in the Middle East, this time in Saudi Arabia. I don't know what changed. Gosh, why did things suddenly change? I can't put my finger on it. What a pretty good proof the Jews are behind the federal land grabs. Here it is. We'll be back after the tap of the hour.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.